For example, in one area of Attica, northeast of Athens, in an area called the Tetrapolis, we have a religious calendar that stipulates the sacrifices to be made on a yearly basis. We hear of 29 sheep being sacrificed, 9 pigs, 6 goats, 6 rams, 5 oxen, 2 ewes, 1 sow, and a black goat. These have to be found every year, bought and paid for, and then sacrificed during the year in honor of a range of different gods and goddesses. And in fact, that particular calendar includes the names of some gods and goddesses that are not attested anywhere else in Greek history. So we should imagine a Greek countryside that is thoroughly populated with little local gods and goddesses who sometimes are later assimilated into the better-known gods of Olympus, Athena and Artemis and so forth. And that the agricultural year, and that is the year of the vast majority of people in the ancient world, is a year in which human activities and activities in honor of the gods are woven together in one consistent agricultural and religious calendar. These local festivals in honor of gods and goddesses from the countryside could be used as communities grew and changed. And in fact, one of the interesting things about Greek religion is its flexibility, that the rituals change and grow as the communities need them to. So that, for example, when Athens becomes a great city in the 6th and the 5th centuries, it manages to reinterpret some of its older rituals as new rituals that will serve this emerging community. For example, the initiation festival held at the Apaturia. Now, the Apaturia is a festival in which young men were introduced to the members of their father's religious fraternity, known as their frates, members of a fratry. Now, this is essentially a religious initiation, okay, where a boy is introduced by his father and accepted by the other members of this group, but it serves then as the preliminary stage to the young man being inscribed on the list of a deme as a citizen. So that the citizen initiation, the civic initiation of a young Athenian, in fact is predicated on his religious initiation through the Apaturia. Other festivals that served these changes in the life cycle, if we want to call them that, there's a very well-known one involving young girls who, between the age of 12 and 14, would take part in a festival in honor of Artemis in her country sanctuary, not in Athens, but out at Brauron. And here, it seems, over the course of a couple of days, these young girls would wear bear skins and pretend to be little bear cubs. Now, the reason for this, anthropologists have explained, in this putting on of the animal skin, they are leaving their earlier civic identity behind. And when they take off the bear skin and are reintegrated into Athenian society, they do so with a different status. That is to say, they start as girls, but they come back to Athens as marriageable young women. That's why this festival is held. When girls are eligible to take part in this festival, I should say, when they're about 12 to 14, because this is the age at which menstruation begins for a girl, typically in the ancient world. So they go in as children, they play a role for Artemis at Brauron, and then through this initiation they are marked now as young women who are ready to marry, to have children, and take their place in Athenian society at the next level. Various other rituals and festivals also operated at the civic level, beyond that just of the initiation of individuals, and a very good example is the Anthesteria. This is a festival which was designed to ward off evil spirits from the household. It's originally associated with the fermenting of wine. It is a wine festival. And it was performed by each family in the city at exactly the same time over the course of 3 days, on the last day of which pots and pans were thrown out into the street from the houses and people called out, "Keres be gone," which was their way of saying, "Ghosts, get out of the house." Now, it's done at an individual household level, but the same action is practiced around Athens by all families at the same time. In that respect, it is actually very similar to something like the Jewish Passover. And a colleague of mine in Japanese history tells me that there is a similar festival in Japan, the Bon Festival. His little daughter used to enjoy it because it was an opportunity to throw rice out the front door, and she was rather disappointed to find that it only happened once a year. She was doing it 5 days in a row until he had to explain to her, enough is enough.